This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Thank you, Edith.
Hello, Chopper.
Are you going to spend another 3 hours with your head at a 90-degree angle looking for sympathy?
Still can't hear.
Really?
A little bit more than yesterday, yeah.
I told you should get it syringed.
It's all on the right-hand side today, again.
Right. Surely, though, by then putting your head on your left-hand side, doesn't everything run into your left ear?
I'm just trying to... It's like I've been swimming.
Not
I told
from
you
your
yesterday.
Right ear, obviously, because that would imply that your head's hollow.
If you missed me yesterday, I don't know whether I mentioned it at all. I couldn't really hear. Not brilliant in my job. But I have found someone a lot worse off than me.
Really?
Imagine that. Whoa.
Surely not.
Yeah. His name is Earl. Earl Robinson.
Right.
He's a sports presenter. Do you know him?
No, I don't know him.
He's on Sports Talk 870 on WKAR, which is a local radio station in Michigan somewhere.
Might be the future for me.
And he is a lot worse off than me. Do you want to know why?
Go on, tell me why.
Earl has had hiccups for a week.
Really?
Imagine that. Would you like to hear him?
Go on, then.
When I wake up in the morning, they come back a couple of hours later. It's been that way every day.
Oh, my God, I feel really sorry for him.
This is actually one of my fears.
What?
That whenever I get hiccups, I always think, what if I can never get rid of them? Because in a, let's say, early 90s TV show, as opposed to 80s, called Record Breakers, there was somebody who appeared on that who had had hiccups for years and could never get rid of them. And so growing up as a child, that was always one of my big fears, and I've kept that into adulthood. Whenever I get hiccups, I'm scared stiff that I'll never be able to get rid of them.
I don't get them very often, do you?
No, but I hate it when I do get them, because I think I'll never get rid of them. And now it's happened to somebody in my profession.
The doctors just don't know what to do. They're baffled.
They have no idea why it comes or it goes.
I do feel sorry for him.
Oh, no.
Quite a good way of getting a day off, though, isn't it? Hello, yes. I've had hiccups for 4 days now. I won't be in today.
You're noting that one down for next week, are you?
Yes. He's had them before as well. This is not the first time, which is a worrying thing. Imagine his abs, though. No need for sit-ups. I've got killer abs just from hiccups.
I think I prefer the belly.
It was about a week and a half.
That was the last time he had it. A week and a half.
It was about a week and a half.
Oh. And he's tried absolutely everything to get rid of them as well.
Eating a spoonful of mustard. Eating peanut butter. Drinking water real fast. Drinking water upside down.
Oh.
I can never do the water upside down one. I always
what is
really
that?
Struggle with that one. You have to kind of put your head up. So you have to, yeah, stand virtually on your head and try and drink water.
That's rubbish. That doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. As he's proved.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Oh, it's horrible. Having it for 10 minutes is horrible. Imagine a week.
This is not good, you know.
What?
There are people on the text who've had them for various periods of time.
I'm scared of it now. There's a guy apparently in Lincolnshire that's hogging the local headlines at the moment because he's had it for a long time. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, what are you saying?
My cousin's had hiccups for 7 years.
7 years?
Was that him then?
7 years.
I think there's a beep on the
All
phone.
Right. 7 years?
Yeah, 7 years.
Right, and what the... Sorry. Oh, they haven't gone. Yeah. Hold your breath. No. And what have the doctors said?
They just kind of given like suggested like drinking water and stuff like that. It's not really good, really.
That's not. Well, it's not going to help. Drink some water.
That's not a very good doctor.
Right. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that. That's really horrible.
Have you tried giving him a shock?
No, we threw him in a swimming pool once, but...
Right.
Didn't work.
You threw some water at him in the swimming pool?
No, we threw him in a swimming pool.
Oh, right, but that didn't work.
That didn't work, no?
No.
A lot of people are saying you should ask what their middle name is. That cures hiccups.
Oh, yeah, I've had that done to me before.
Right. I don't know why that works. Yeah, if you say, what's your middle name?
Where have people said that?
Because it kind of takes your mind off it.
Yeah.
What, by trying to remember what your middle name is?
Yeah, I can understand that.
I think you'd have to be a very stupid person to lose your hiccups by just being asked your middle name.
Anyway, pass my condolences on to your cousin. That is our worst nightmare. Even your phone's got hiccups, so I'm going to go now.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Beep. Also, Earl and all the other people on the text, not the only people this has happened to. Zane had it last week. Found this out. Last Thursday, listen.
I'm currently experiencing something I've never experienced before in my entire career on radio. I got the hiccups. It's a first. No, I got a cue. Fail safe. Seriously. Just have to call me.
After 28 in the hour, I'm Baby Duck, and you're listening to Zaid Lowe on The Zaid Lowe Show.
Try this one, you know this one. Take a deep breath. Hold it for as long as you possibly can, and then when you're finished, you let it out. But real nice and slow, like real easy, real sassy, like...
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
It's 420.
They have no idea why it comes or it goes.
See, everyone's got a theory on how to get rid of them, haven't they? Look at the text.
I can't work out whether some of these are theories or just forms of torture.
Nobody actually knows how to really get rid of them, so that's why it's speculation all the way, isn't it?
Do you feel a bit luckier about yourself now?
A bit of dodgy hearing. I'm feeling absolutely fine now. Eat a spoonful of sugar. Drink some water with your fingers in your ears. None of them work.
Drink some vinegar.
What? But yeah, I feel better now that I can't really hear out of my left ear. Also, I've just found out the world record for hiccups is 65 years from a pig farmer who had it from 1922 to 1987.
No.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.